Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 161. Today is Saturday, April 6, 2019. I'm your host, Lita. And joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Fantastic.
Thumbs up.
Super duper.
Yes.
Double thumbs up. All right. Let's do this. We've got lots to do today. So this week, we would like to welcome back Tyber. Hang on. There. Say hi. Hi, Tyber. Tyber's back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How have you been?
Good. I'm good. I could just hear me for a split second, but it's all good. It's gone. Weird. Anyway, all right. So what have you been up to? I see lots of stuff. So what have you been up to?
Well, I think I checked. The last time I was on was June, so that was before BFA launched. So lots of big changes to WoW. And in real life, I got to see you both at BlizzCon. That was pretty great. This year, I'm in an online stream show here with called Looking for Casuals. It's with Turwinkle and Leela Zors and Wireless Co. and Zoo Exhibit. We got a 5-man group and we run the dungeons each week, and we only equip gear that drops in those dungeons. So that's been pretty fun.
Cool.
Nice. Oh, that's good. That's been their most current project, isn't it? That they're doing the dungeons.
I think I remember you and I in BlizzCon fighting the bar line, right?
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of stamina for that.
Uh-huh.
I think that was at the party, wasn't it?
At DitchCon, I think. Right?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. That's right, because those lines were very long, if I remember correctly. Not that I was standing in there. But we did get to sit down and have a meal and catch up at BlizzCon, it only seems like a little while ago. It's scary. It's what, nearly 6 months ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, time is strange around BlizzCon, or before and after. It doesn't seem as long as it was.
Mm-hmm. It feels like just like a month ago, but it's been six. So that was super, super good. But it sounds really good what you're doing with the Looking for Casuals. So what level are you guys up to, or what dungeon have you just done?
We just did, was it the second Scarlet Monastery? I guess it is Scarlet Monastery. We're about level 30. I've always wanted to run original 5-mans because I didn't start with vanilla. I started with Burning Crusade, so I never really got to run them at level. So this has been something I always really wanted to do. When they were looking for somebody to tag along, I was glad to get in on it.
Oh, cool. So no heirlooms. The only gear that you're doing is whatever comes from the dungeon, yeah?
Yeah, and actually that's been pretty good. It's, most of us have blues, except maybe Leela. She's like our bad luck RNG person.
There's always one.
Weren't they doing this before, like with Goober Squad or something? Wasn't John and Leela doing that before, where they'd run original 5-mans and then but only use the gear dropping?
Yeah, that was Alliance side. This is Horde.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha. All right. So with the all that fun stuff that you have been up to, so what challenge stuff are you currently doing and what are you focused on and what are you enjoying, basically?
Well, since my 84 pacifist got those kills, I've been working a lot more. I got my Tin Man up higher level than my Iron Man. So I'm finally leveling my Iron Man again. I kind of parked him after BFA launch because I just wasn't sure of the content. So that's been fun. And I am getting a new pacifist up, but that's a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
And I do run some greens. They're a lot of fun, you know. A little less stress, a little more fun.
That yeah, greens now feel like what irons were in Legion, where you could take two or three mobs and be like, yeah, I'm okay, and then deal with it. Mm-hmm. Now it's like if you have two or three mobs, you're definitely more on edge, and it's a harder fight than it was before.
Yeah. And are you decking your greens out, like going all in green, Tiber, or just select greens?
I'm mostly all in. I pretty much just go with whatever drops or comes as a quest reward. I haven't been buying greens for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them I'm leveling to get the Alliance race armor. So it's partly about getting them leveled as well as being the. You guys have kind of poisoned my brain. I can't stand to level anything now unless it's part of a challenge somehow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're welcome. We hurt you. Okay, so the passy. The level 84 passy. 15 kills. So what did that come from again?
I just tracked it down last night. I went back through Northrend with another character, and I found a quest in Zarlor. Let me check my notes here real quick.
Okay. Because up until then, you hadn't had any kills, so obviously something's happened really fast.
Not Zarlor. What happened was in Light's Breach, there's a quest called Light's Breach and Zul'Drak. There's a quest called Just In Fire Still Hot. And it gives you a fire extinguisher, and you go and you have to put out 15 fires in the Rage Claw Den. I checked it on another character, and she gained 15 kills from doing that quest. So I guess if you're a pacifist, don't put out fires in Northrend.
Wow.
See, most of the time when I had a question about a quest, I would bring another character in and test it first, but I just didn't think about it with this one.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, when you're in the Yeti cave and you have to break the... I think you have to break things out of icicles.
Mm-hmm.
Those count as kills, but it's like, you know, so it's almost like the same deal where you're putting something out while you're killing the fire. Come on.
Yeah.
I guess that explains why the kills were listed as other mob type.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Ugh.
Okay. Interesting to know there, because I would have thought the same thing. All you're doing is putting out a fire. Like, you're not actually killing a mob, but that's I'm so sorry, Ty, about that. Didn't have to go into the fetal position. Like, how was it? That was your highest passy?
That was my highest challenge character overall, too. I don't know. It was pretty stunning.
Yeah. But you're back on. You're running a new pacifist. So what have you gone this time for the passy? Same combo?
This one's a gnome rogue. A little bit different, but, you know, different alliance anyway.
Okay. All right. So then with all the things that you've been doing, which is obviously a lot with all your challenge tunes, plus what you're doing with looking for casuals, plus probably what you're doing in just normal play, but what's your goals for your challenge tunes this year? BFA's here, but we've got the, you know, we've still got quite a while of this year to go. So where's your goal by the end of the year that you want to have with challenge tunes?
Well, I guess for this year, I'd really like to get my main Iron Man and probably the Tin Man that's scouting for up to 120. That would be, you know, what I'd most like to achieve. You know, it's going to take a while to get the pacifist back up there again, but I'll still be working on that.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, the Passy, I'll talk about the Passy in a bit. But yeah, obviously, we're all going for 120. Oh, I've got some words to say about pacifists. Yeah, but no, I mean, that's good. It's good to have goals. It's good to pick yourself up, you know, because obviously 84 on a pacifist is, I mean, amazing. That is a lot of time and effort, and I think we can all say we all feel it right here, and we're with you on that. But go you for coming back and, you know, getting back into it. So then, advice. You've been doing challenge tunes for quite some time. What advice or tips or tricks do you give anyone who's either just new to the challenge or who wants to give it a go?
Well, I think for anyone who's new to the challenge, they really should consider trying a Green Man, just, you know, to start out. It has all the basic things you have to worry about with Iron Man, like not dying and limits on gear, but it's just less frustrating, and, you know, it would give you a clue as whether you want to go whole hog and really do Iron Man and with all those restrictions.
Whole hog. I like it.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, the Green Man is a good introduction, absolutely. And I suppose you could say same as Tin Man, but you've just got a better way. A Green Man can slice through some of those other stuff that when you get onto an iron, you're just like, yeah, no, not going to touch it. So I think for anyone, yeah, green, try a green. Absolutely. Go for it. So how's your week been this week in the game? What else have you been up to?
I had a pretty good week. The group I used to raid with, we still get together and run Mythic. And we got a +9 done this week, which is really good for us. We normally do 4s and 5s. Nice. We didn't beat the timer, but still, that was fun.
Well done.
And then, yeah, we just did Scarlet Monastery with the running, looking for casuals group. And that experience makes me want to try like a Green Man dungeon team. I think that would be very dual, because I'm the healer in this group and I can see how hard it's stressed. And I think green level gear would work. Irons maybe, but they'd have to be super careful and probably only run the dungeons when they're first offered. Because when we go back and rerun a dungeon at higher level, the mobs hit harder and it's a lot harder than when we go in just at the first level you can run it. This week I got my Tin Man up to 54, got my Iron Man up to 52, and I do have a Green Man up to 48. So I did all that this week.
I was gonna say I'm pretty sure an iron team could do it. I've said it before, like I think an iron team could do it. I mean, I not just like go all out and go nuts and pull like huge groups, but if you think about it and maybe have two healers, a tank, and two DPS, I think you'd be okay, as long as you're not going crazy on stuff.
I think that would work. You would have to be smart about the pulls and not just grab stuff.
Crowd control. You'd want to pick classes that could really crowd control.
Yep.
Because, I mean, without that, because all you need is that instance where someone accidentally pulls the wrong thing.
Whoops.
Like, done. That's it. Yeah. So, but definitely doable.
And at least so far, not a lot of bad mechanics. An occasional silence or stun, but nothing real.
Okay.
Yeah. Puritan says, you mean how dungeons used to be? That's true. That's true. Okay. And Passy, well, it's true. It's, you know, it is. It used to be where you'd have to work it out with the group, wouldn't you? You have to go, okay, use your markers, you know. I used to always be trying the diamond. I was purple. If they put that up, it was like, right, I knew I had to fear. That was that one right there. So it was mine. The hunter had the square and the rogue had the mage had the sheep. The moon was the moon. Sheep.
The sheep, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what we had. So if whoever was leading would just put that up, you knew what you were doing. Cause it was like, right. Okay. I've got a fear. Have that on focus. Right. Off we go. So yeah. But other than that, Tiber, the new passy's going okay.
It's going good. I got up to 11. It's slow now, compared to before. I haven't been able to find any quest alliance side to level. So that meant I had to do a lot of dangerous exploring. I don't know, without the heirloom mount, that's going to be really hard. Also, just selling stuff was tricky with the new AAH changes, because you need a certain amount of gold to post heirloom or post ore and herbs. Once you can get a few sold so that you can afford to sell the rest, yeah, you're back. The same thing with pacifists, where you're well off with money.
Dark Moon Fair's coming.
Right. And yeah, if I had been a little more patient, I could have done that. I think if someone's thinking of starting a pacifist, you really could do well to kind of time it with a world event that lets you get some experience early. I'm not sure. Like with, the Easter event, do you get any experience for collecting those eggs, or can you get those quests at low level?
Well, you can get them at low level, I think, but you don't get XP for just the eggs. I think there's some dailies you do get to do. Yeah. I don't know how many, but...
Dailies. You've got to turn in so many chocolates and all the little things when you convert them. The chocolate turns into the chocolate and that item that you've got to hand in for the daily.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
I may have done it a couple of times over the years. I just can't think what the thing's called. Yeah, no. I can see it. I can see the icon.
Okay.
Easter Vale.
Noble Garden?
There you go.
Noble Garden. Yes. So yeah, that will be good. That's coming up in a couple weeks. So yeah, absolutely. World events definitely help with the pacifist. Almost times. So all right. Well, it sounds like you've been very busy. And again, like, congratulations on 11 on the passy, because passies. Anyway. and thank you for sharing, Tiber. Thank you. Thanks, pacifist. Stone.
Speaking of pacifist, so I've been playing mine. I was thinking that if I had to re-level because of the change that they made, where there's like you can't, like, there's hardly any quests that you can do now between 1 and 4. So it's like, you know what? Have fun with that. So getting up to 5 to get your profs, I don't know. I think if I were to lose this one, I would wait until Midsummer Fire or something like that, because that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Or something similar, right? Where there's lots of XP I can just go around and grab it, right? Crash Landing says, "Wow, the WoW anniversary was awesome." Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That would be an excellent time to get it to go. If you have the patience to just sit there for 2 weeks, you'll get some XP, right? So, but yeah, I leveled mine up to 35, and I'm just around in Tinkertown and Dunmoreau, not doing much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair says go fish in Boralus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For my green, I finished Eastern Plaguelands and I moved on to Northern's Drank and Gulthorn. So sorry, Periton. I know this is going to put you into a little bit of a, like, Stranglethorn, shock. But I went there and everything was great. I killed stuff. And I moved on. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Borean Tundra, and I'm level 61, and things are just going along. And
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done.
You hear that whistling? Like, can you hear that high-pitched sound? Oh, it's gone now. Carrie's making something in the pressure cooker, so it's slowly releasing the air, and it's whistling at me.
Yeah,
it's not a, you know, but it's, you know, still whistling.
Yeah. Very faint.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, honestly, that's been my week more for challenge two. So okay. I'm sticking more to the pacifist green and blood for now. I didn't play blood this week, but. Or did I? No, I didn't. No. Anyways. But yeah, I did more of the green. Next week... So this week I didn't do any streaming at all. So next week I'm going to be back and doing the thing. Good Lord. Mm. I'm going to see if I can noise filter that out.
Do the thing.
It's gone now, so...
It's a little... Get it. Go. It's like a little thing that just went past. Just trying to get it. Anyway,
Wow. I just, you know what? I could take that in so many different ways. Good Lord, Lita.
It's gone. Doesn't matter. Anyway. Okay. I'll tell you what. I've been busy this week.
Oh, thanks. Hey, could you tell us what you've been doing in WoW?
I mean,
oh my god, oh my goodness. Well, all right, I'm looking at the notes. You guys need to sit back, grab a drink.
That bad. Jeez.
Grab a drink. Here we go.
I did play some tunes. So the iron, so my night elf hunter, I got from 36 to 39 last night. So last we were heading into Redbridge. And so last night I did the startup quest and up to, you know, don't get the Etten. I really don't like that quest, or going into the cave or any of those. So just do the grindy quest with the condor and the tarantula eyes and that kind of stuff. And then nearly died to the Murlocs. Periton.
Why? Oh. Peritons.
Need to have a word to them. I tell ya.
Lay off,
well,
Lita.
Well, I trapped the rare was there. The rare was there. I trapped the rare. Killed the two that was around and thought, and you know, you should know better. I thought, oh, well, it's there. It's trapped. I'll take it on. And he just ate roasted. That's my gorilla. And then I was like running, disengage, run. And I'm like, yeah, no. So I've given up on the gorilla and I've gone back to coffee my turtle. They're both still, I miss the old turtles. Anyway, we've headed into Duskwood and we are currently in Duskwood. So I'm being very careful because Worgens, yeah. Not my favorite Morgans. So, but I love questing in Duskwood. So we will see. We hit 39, so I'm happy with that. I played a couple of Bloods this week. I played the Dwarf Pally hit 22. I started in Wetlands. Not as many rares up as I wanted, but we went back into Loch Modan because if in doubt, go to Loch Modan. And we're at 817 kills on her. And I played the Void Elf Warlock. She's 57. We didn't get a level on her. I started in Blasted Lands. There was not many up. I'm not liking Blasted Lands. The rares aren't up. Go into Swamp of Sorrow. And it started really, it started actually quite good. It was like rares, rares, rares. And then it was like, yeah, none's up. So I didn't get enough to get the level. And by that stage, I was like, eh, okay, we'll jump it, onto something else.
Is so, this character on an RP realm?
Wormrest.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's just they went up and, you know, Swamp, that's probably the least amount that I've seen because the last couple of times that I've been to Swamp of Sorrows, if they've not all been up, the majority has. So it was kind of a bit like whether someone had been through there like previously. I don't know. I couldn't see any signs of anyone. But
I think it was LB.
You'd never know.
LB usually, whenever I play, he will go through and kill all my rares. So that when I play, they're not
damn
up.
You, LB.
Yeah. Thanks, LB.
Oh, that is...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Tiber, you've right. been there, too, when we're like, there are no rares up. And LB's like, yeah, that was me. Sorry. Right?
I thought he was joking. Yeah, I've seen him say that in stream. But...
Oh, he's joking for sure, but I still like to blame him.
Blame him, yeah.
Okay. Blame LB.
So anyway, we're probably a couple of bubbles off 58, but I'm not too worried. I've got to sit in Swamp. I think I left her in Swamp of Sorrow, so we'll get back to her this week. But what I did do after I said last week was, and again, you know, when I have these brilliant ideas, can someone please just be like, do you really think this is a good idea, Lena? Do you really think? Someone needs to say that. That's all I'm saying. I started my pacifist, a new pacifist. I've gone a Tauren Druid.
Why? Well, okay, why did you start a new one?
Because I was like, I wanted to try it from the other side. So I thought, well, I'll go Tauren Druid.
Okay.
Anyway, 1 to 5. Level 1 to level 5. I would rather get a rusty fork and poke my eyes out than to do pacifist 1 to 5. Seriously, 1 to 5 is the worst slog of anything in the game. I don't care. Rep grinding, whatever, don't care. 1 to 5 is... I was there the whole time just going... It's so frustrating. So frustrating. And Tauren... the Tauren part's okay. The Druid part was like, I don't have sap. I don't have any stealth. Apparently, I don't get prowl until like 18.
Yeah.
Again, somebody, please, when I do these things, poke me and go, do you really think this is a good idea? Maybe hang off until a world event comes along. Anyway, we hit level 8. I can't afford to get fishing, so I can't go to Zandalzar. I've got just enough to get the herbing and the mining. And I've got all this stuff to put on the auction house, which I can't put on the auction house. So I'm waiting for Darkmoon Fair. So at the moment I'm like, I'm waiting for my 10 gold. I'm like, come on. So I've got literally Darkmoon Fair's in about, for me, it'll start at around about I think it's around about 5 or 6 p.m. So I've got about...
That's about 14, a half a day or 13, so, right?
14 hours?
Like, yeah, we have about 12 hours or so from here.
So I'm like, damn it, I just want my tickets. I want to go and get my 10 gold so I can, you know, go get fishing and be able to start. So that's what... Oh, and I could get cooking, but I'm not high enough to do much because I don't have the money to buy the spice bread.
Wow.
To make the spice bread. To
level have you down. Taken off so all your clothes and sold them? Yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah. I was going to do that and I was
you
like,
should.
You know what? It's a week out. It's a week from. I don't like running around with the naked toons. So
why?
I'm waiting to.
It's bits. It's like just it. Bits.
It doesn't matter.
It's not like it you matter. Are running around in your underwear.
I don't care. Yeah, it is like I'm running
no,
around.
No, it's
in
not.
My
it's
underwear.
A character.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, I'll wait. I'm this close to Dark Moon Fair. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, I hit level 8. So all I'm doing is I'm at Razor Hill. And the other thing is Horde does not have a new Tinker Town.
A what? Oh,
Horde
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, you can go around all of New Tinker Town quite safely.
Yep.
As Alliance. Not have any issues at all. I went to the starting zones for all of the Horde factions, other than Goblin, because I can't get to Goblin or Panda. None of them have got, there was no herbs, no ore. Like I went up to Death Knoll, I went over to...
you know what that should tell you?
Blood Elf. And I'm like...
That you've picked again, the wrong faction. You've picked the wrong faction.
It's just like
is pretty good.
There was none. Okay. There was none. I went. There was nothing. I went around, and I was like, so I ended up living. I mean, I got discovery, so that was good. But I'm like, where's the dip? Give me a peace bloom. Give me a peace bloom. There was nothing up. So unless someone's already been through and taken them, but
I blame five for that. I think five grabbed all your nodes.
Yeah. Tirisful's good, but Tirisful's also scary. When I was there at level 4, it was scary trying to... I've got no sap as a druid. I've got nothing. It's like, I would time it. I would be like watching... Oh, Durotar? So I'm watching the Scorpids padding, and I'm like going, okay, that one's patting, that stops there. This one's padding. Okay, go, go, go. Thank God for quick herbing. You click and you're like, go get out of there. So that's the only thing I like about the druid is the Tauren druid. Herbing's like, got it. So yay. Don't let me do these things. Don't let me. Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me next time. On the plus side, I made it to level 8. I didn't die, so we're getting there slowly. But I did make it to 61 on the big passy this week. So I hit, we've gone to Dalaran, old Dalaran, and I'm doing the dailies in Dalaran, except when they want to send me to Winter's Grasp.
No.
And there was another one. Yeah, there was the very first time I get there. And I'm like, what's Marcia Chase got for me? Go, no, Wintergrass. No. So I had to leave that one. But I've had the Jewel of the Sewer 2 days in a row, which was like, sweet. Go down to the sewers. I love the sewers. I miss the sewers, actually. Because I used to hang out and fish a lot.
Reminds you of your childhood?
No, reminds me of leveling leader in Old Dal. And just, that's where I had my Hearthstone. I just stay in the sewers. I just loved it. It was just so relaxing. And I've been doing the cooking dailies, some of them. Because, of course, I've got to go and buy the meat. And, you know, so the rhino meat and chilled meat. which people haven't been posting up on Auction House, so I haven't been able to do them. But then I'll go back to like Stormwind or Darnassus and do those dailies as well. And I hit 61 last night, so that was really exciting because I was like, sweet, yeah. So that's what I've done this week.
Sweet, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Lita the sewer dweller. The sewer dweller. Uh-huh.
Yes. That is me, the sewer dweller. I really was upset when Legion came out. And I'm like, I can go back to the sewer. What do you mean I can't go to the sewers? What do you mean? Like, that's rogue only? Yeah, I was not happy about that. And the sewers that they had down there, I was like, sewers? I want to go to my spot. My spot over there on the jetty fishing. So, yeah. But it's been a good week. Didn't kill anyone. Yay!
Well, that's a thing. I mean, that's always a good week when, hey, I didn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
In real life, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. In real life, too. Yeah. I nearly killed someone, too. But I didn't. Yay!
Yeah. Real. Yeah. Yay! Anyway.
All right. Okay. Next.
Next.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Oh, that actually played on time. Imagine that.
Yay.
Took a little bit, but it wasn't like 8 seconds long. Okay, Darkmoon Fair starts tomorrow. Or in today. Just slightly over 14 hours. Stir, I think that title should be, I think you should replace the yeah with yet. Because sometimes. Okay, so news. Okay, let's skip past this one for a second. Add-on channel. Okay, so I have a classic rares add-on and a Void Talon add-on. You need to have handy notes. It's not on Curse or Twitch or whatever it is. Twitch. Because I don't want to deal with everybody. So there are links in the Discord. There's a channel. The links are pinned. If you want to use it, go for it. If not, that's okay. If you find issues, post them in there. And don't get mad if I don't get back to you right away, because...
Life.
Yep. So, I think... Okay, killing blow requirement. So, I was going through some of the code this week, and actually somebody asked a question as I was going through the code, and it was not related. It's just funny how it comes up. So I was thinking about having the site ignore the killing blow requirement check until like level 65 or 70, because basically you get the yellow flag that to show up when you're in the classic zone. So late zone. So, like around 50 or so ish, I guess, unless you play around with it a bit, unless you're like an allied race, which you can get right at level 20, and we'll get into that in a bit. Yep. So usually if you get that flag, right, it's fine, unless you do something else that's a yellow flag, and then you'll have two yellows, and then that'll be a red, and then you're done. So I was thinking of when you usually get into the 60 to 65 range, when you go to zones at level, you eventually get that flag cleared. So that's why I was like, well, you know, should we not check for it until they get up into the higher zones? Because it seems to raise a lot of questions, right? And I was also thinking about even removing it from the rules, but still having the check there. But then I'm like, well, if we remove it from the rules and then we still have the check, and someone's like, hey, why do I have this thing? It's like, well, because either if you're low level,
put it in an FAQ.
Well, it is in the FAQ.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. It's just nobody reads it. So
yeah,
I just, you know, I'm curious about what y'all think about not checking it until like almost, I guess, halfway through Northrend, or Outland, I guess now, right? So just to have it as don't worry about it, and then when you get to 70, if you've been if you've been getting help, you should if you've been leveling through the zones that you should have been, by that point you should not have the flag. Five is saying, yeah, cleared for me after only 2.5 levels of killing above 64. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to raise it a little higher just to be safe, but I think at that point, I think that if it's a flag, then it's a flag, because not because of the level difference of the mob, because of how Blizzard handles things now, it's going to be because you actually got help. And killing only rares. Well, I'm not, yeah, and I'm not talking about like your kills required. That's a completely different thing. This is like the killing blow percentage, right? Where we have to have it over 75%. So I'm just curious about what everyone thinks about not bothering with it to show it as a thing.
Well, if you're doing everything right,
if you're doing everything, well, if you're,
this shouldn't be a problem.
It shouldn't be a problem, but it does become a problem before that 60 range, right? Which is where we see it a lot. Tiber, have you noticed this at all on your characters?
A little bit, but not too much, because I tend to go still in the same old zone patterns by level, even though it's not relevant anymore.
Yeah.
But isn't this basically to keep people from like exploiting where they like have the city guards kill all their mob? I mean,
or friends that are not in a party. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's going to be a serious problem? I guess they'd still have to go honest by the time they got to North.
Yep. Yeah. That's what my thought was, is that when you're past a certain point, if you are getting help, then we'll know, versus having a flag because of a bug, right?
Yeah,
because
like all the people who aren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are other exploits that don't count versus that. Yes. Yes. I know. But I'm talking about the people that are leveling up, that are playing, and they decide, hey, I'm going to leave the lock for last, just because, and all those kills don't count, right? So, and then it flags them, and they freak out, because they're like, oh my god, my character's flagged, why? Right? And it's like, well, it's not nothing that you did, it's a Blizzard bug, right?
Yeah.
So if we start counting only to like from level 65 or level 70 and up, then the bug should not be that much of an issue. It should have leveled itself out, because you're leveling through zones that are that have mobs that were level appropriate back in the day. So like, I don't expect to be coming up with a solution right now. I'm just curious. So if you'd like to just shoot me a message in general, or podcast, or as you just get rid of bloodthirsty's problems fixed. Yep. Okay.
Azzy.
Hold on. I'll be right back. Need to go and just delete.
Delete thirsties. All of Aziz.
Enter. No, all the bloodthirsties are gone now. Done. Okay.
I was gonna say, since when did you start listening to Azzy anyway?
I've had a beer. So, hey yo, I was waiting for somebody to say that, and I had it sitting there for so long. That's why I drank the beer.
Oh.
No. Okay, so The other thing that kind of relates to this is for allied races, when you first create the character, it's at level 20 and we do the check and it's like, hey, you've got a flag already, right? So we're actually not going to check for the killing blow percentage until level 25 for those races, and that's in effect right now, just for those races. So we'll see how that goes. I think we could probably pull that back to like 22 even, but we'll just I think 25 is a good number. It might be a little bit overkill. Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, so my hubby did an Ironman for the first time recently and was highly concerned about getting the last hit because he can only play in the evenings after work when there is a lot of other characters in the same starting zone. Is that, yeah, as long as your husband is playing normally and questing, he should be fine. Yeah, so this is Mrs. Charming and Nisi. It's more of an issue for Bloodthirsty, to be honest. If you're going through questing and leveling as an Iron, you should be okay. You will lose some of that because other characters are there, yes. But in the overall path, you should be fine as long as you're not grouped up. Now, if you were leveling up and every time you play there's like 20 players there and you're all trying to kill the same thing all the way up to level 60, then yeah, there's gonna be a problem. But I think overall that's generally not happening. I don't know. Players killing your mob is frustrating. Yes, Tiber. Yeah. Yep. But in the grand leveling scheme of things, you should be okay. I think that's really all that I had for news. Right? I know we jumped around a bit. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Jump. Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to go get another beer because I just heard you say jump. So,
I have no idea. What is that going to do with anything? All right. Well, we will do the state of the challenges then while you're gone. And he's gone. Okay. So, Tiber, can you do... And he's been nasty and didn't put that in, so I've done that. Can you do the irons for this week, please?
Sure. And yeah, thanks for that help. Okay. Irons, we have at number 10, we have Feral Lyric at 67. And ninth is, I guess translated, is Mortimer Tot at 72. Mm-hmm. Eight is Fodderster at level 78. Seventh is Ashes Hunts at 78. Six is Taja Brigriz at 80. Sorry for that pronunciation. Fifth is Iron Star, level 80, and rest in peace. Very sorry about that. How it feels to lose an 80. Fourth is Fulfur at 81. Third is Kraknar at 83. I apologize for that pronunciation. Second is Shinari at level 100, and first is Shinari at level 112. So congratulations to all of those.
Nice. Well done. Okay. Bloods this week. We have got Tidal Soul hit 44, Soul Fist hit 45, Blood Nasria hit 50, Blood Zorts is there at 51. Go Zorts. Gold Crazed hit 55. That's Rogue Slayer. Yeah. Blood Trap is 60. Soul Snuffer is 64. Soul Stoned is 74. I have to
That's
think
not
about
me.
These things. These...
Just saying, no. It's not that was not me. Castone. Right. Yeah. Stone, right?
No.
Stop me.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not you. I know that's not you. Okay. Number two this week is Blood Thief at 75. And number one this week is Soulful Paw at 93. Thank you, Nisi. I have to think about that tune every single time I say it. Gotta Why? Get the words right.
Really?
Because I'll stuff it up and I'll say something really like offensive. That's what I think I'm gonna do. So
what's really offensive?
I don't know. I just don't want to say something and it comes out wrong. I'm not saying it, Stone. Pacifist time. Tiber, go for it, please.
All right. Number 10, we have again at level 36. We have Florella at level 41. Awesome Bloomster is 47. Pasilita is 61. Hey, Pacifist is 61. Number six. Number five is a Pape Passy at 65. Four is Passiventon at 71. Three is Breeza, level 75, but red flagged with 301 kills.
I think they kind of gave up there. Oh, there is not a number two. What the hell? Hold on here.
I think you must have got that first kill and kept on going.
Hold on. I'm just looking for my... One sec. Email. All mail. Where is it? Oh my God, it's taking forever. Hurry hard, Gmail. What's going on? Gmail is just like loading. It's just sitting there like, oh, you needed something like right now?
Do you want it? Like now? Yeah.
Okay, number two is Monsprecher at level 88.
Sorry. Okay, and then after Monsprecher is Silent Herber at 91. So congrats, everybody.
Nice. Sorry about that.
Nice.
My bad. I didn't
get the list.
Really?
Okay.
You should have gotten it. It comes out once a week now, not every day.
Check, it's not there.
Check your spam.
I will do that. It's not there. Weird. Okay, let's have a look. We've got tins for this week. So at number 10, we've got Gustav at 22. QQ is 30. And Cammy hit 31. Macarena is 33. And Grandmama hit 33.
It's grandma. No, it's not grandmama. There's no A between the two M's. It's grandma. It's two A's, two M's, and then another A. Grandma. I know. That's all.
It's
easy.
Confusing. It's confusing my brain. Two twos and a one. Number five is Rizalin at 37. Number four. Four. Oh, look who is it?
Wow.
Zotsmu at 38. I know. Zots has been busy. Number three is Vanilla at 42. Yesen hit 53 and Arundel hit 54 this week. So well done, Tins.
Can you not say that he's been busy? Because that gives like a totally different meaning in my head. And with Zorts, I don't want to think of that, all right? Please.
Well, he's been busy. He's been busy leveling.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. All right. He's been busy, eh?
Playing his turn.
All right. Yeah, eh?
Whatever you thought you were having, I don't want to know. Anyway.
Busy.
Greens. Tiber, go for it, please.
Okay, for greens, we have Corpse Stone at 61. It placed at number 10. And at 9, we have Forever a Day at 68. 8 is Open Palm, level 69, but red flagged for using elixirs. Probably a mistake on the rules there. 7 is Kirsty, level 70, rest in peace. That's too bad. 6 is Holiness, level 71. 5th is Xayah Gillette at level 72. Fourth is Ivana at level 77. Third is Intru Mu at 81. Second is Tremolent at 110. Red flag for boosted character. Okay. And first is Ferivert at 112. And just a note on the greens. I know my green had two quest items upgrade to blue and purple.
Yep.
You know, so watch that stuff when you equip it.
Yes. Good call.
I honestly thought that they would only go from green to blue or from blue to blue to purple. Nope. I actually had a couple greens go right to purple. I'm like, are you kidding? Come on.
Me too, and it's such a shame to vendor those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get any, like, extra gold for it. Seemed to be about the same stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, bummer.
So I usually pull out boosted characters from the list, but every once in a while I like to keep it in there just so people know that we do check. So, all right. So Iron Teams, we have a lot of Iron Teams compared to previous weeks. I think this is the most Iron Teams that we've had in 1 week. And I think it's mainly because of these first two I will read because they're below level 20. So, number six, we have Druid and Hunna, dead at level 14. We have the Crimson Raiders dead at level 17. We have Leroy Jenkins and the Drop Bear Society, level 24. I believe that's Stir, Taco,
Azzy.
And Azzy. I believe
so. Have to be. I was going to say it have to be.
Nice. Good Lord. That sounds like a whole lot of fun right there. Mm-hmm. That's that, like, I, you know, I know that Taco streams it and I need to, like, watch when they stream as a team because I would want to watch that. I would want to watch that.
Nice.
Okay. At number three, we have Team Puppet Rise again, at level 35. Number two, Don't Go in That Spooky House is still alive at level 38. And number one, 51 Shades of Grey is dead at level 68. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
So for blood teams, we have, the only team is Five Finger Death Taco, level 71. And for green teams, we don't have anyone, but, I want to say thank you to Winema for helping me with some website stuff. So, and figuring out some of the green team stuff. So I'm hoping there should be more, soon. So.
Nice. Okay.
So thank you.
Excellent.
Yay. Okay. Next.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
All right, so this is where you can send in your tips, your tricks, your questions, your puns, all of those kinds of things. So, Tiber, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but...
Wow.
You've got... Go for it. You've got the first one.
Jeebus.
From Azzy. Right. I'm sorry. I haven't
Why
even
so
read it.
Mean?
I don't even know, but I'm going to say.
Why are you so mean?
I know. Because
I think it's pretty good this week.
He's nasty to me.
Oh,
so
really?
So he's been nasty. So
oh, wow.
We will
okay.
see. We will see. Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice.
Okay. From Azzy. Why didn't the quarter roll down the hill with the... It had more sense.
The sound cut out. So it was like, what? So cut out on nickel. I don't know why. Cut out on nickel. Why didn't the quarter roll down the hill with the nickel? It had more sense.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Used the push to talk.
Okay. It's probably just a push to talk.
Sorry.
That's okay.
A good one.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good. Wow.
It's okay.
Wow. I thought that was pretty good. No, and it's not even about space.
Yeah, it's
really?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
It's okay.
Wow, all right.
You should play that.
Oh, track. No, yeah. Because no, no.
That would be good. Anyway, all right. From Winema. All right. In BFA, many of the quests include a companion that helps you kill mobs. How does this affect your killing blow percentage? Can it be a problem?
It does not. It's fine.
Okay.
Because when I was leveling up my tune in that 112, 113 range, I was specifically, yep. Like I was on a quest that specifically gives you a person and you can't get rid of them for this quest. And I was checking my kills and all that, and it's all good. So it's fine. If it's a guardian, okay. It's okay. Cause it will list it as that. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
No worries. All right. Next one, Tybar. Please.
Okay, from Execute. I'm running two Iron Tunes in the moment, and both of them are approaching 80. I assume that the Argent Tournament and Isle are going to be gray out relatively soon after, and I wasn't around for most of Kata and MOP content when it was current. Are there any effective daily hubs in either expansion?
I think after... 80? No, I was thinking of the Molten Front stuff, right? That's 85. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember any in those zones.
After Argent Tournament, I think you're right into Cataclysm stuff, or Panda. 81, Half Hill. Okay, Fair and Stir. Molten and Tolbarad at 85. Argent and 5 is saying Argent is decent up to 84. Stir did give him some info. Okay. Half Hill dailies. Oh, I guess at 81. Right, because Pandaland is scaling, right? So it's not at 85. So I guess Half Hill. I think I would probably feel better going to Half Hill. I mean, it seems like you should probably go to Half Hill, maybe a little bit of the Argent stuff to like 82 or so or 83 and mix it up with the Half Hill stuff. I remember doing Molten Front myself. I didn't do any of Tolbarad on my High Iron.
I suppose the Klaxi stuff is too dense with mobs, huh?
Yeah, but I think isn't there a minimum level for that too? Because that's max level Panda, so I would assume that's still going to be 80. Maybe it's 88, or maybe it's 84 to 90 now. Roll Club and Bug Shoot.
I haven't been mopping so long.
So Stir is saying that Roll Club and Bug Shoot are in Mists are around 83. Okay, so there should be some options, right? I guess we're talking about Panda Half Hill at 81 is probably your best bet to go at 81, but you could still probably do Argent. You probably just won't get all the quest XP that you should be as if it was at level, right? So there are options.
It's just finding them. Sometimes that can be the tricky bit. Absolutely. Okay. Any other info for them on that one?
There's a smashing one in Uldum. Which one is that?
Where you turn into the ball.
The Gnomurgan one, where you have to like kill all the gnomes. Gnomurgan. Smash pygmies. No, the smashing pygmies is you have to smash 12 pygmies, and there's groups of three, right? Like there's three, one on top of each other.
Oh,
I remember that one. I never really liked those. Oh, Fair saying no. So I don't know. No, it's easy.
No, easy.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, you have a smashing hammer. Hammer. Five says yes. All right, well, with a hammer. Yeah. Okay. So I think I did those at level, and I was like, I don't know. I didn't like that quest at all. I just I didn't like it. I like the one where you turned into the big ball of fire and blew everything up and killed all the gnomes. That was fun. That was awesome.
Yeah, that should have been a daily.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been so cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been good. All right. Obviously, there's ones around. You've just got to go digging a bit to find. But thanks, guys, for the info. It's good to know. So, all right. From Taco. So we've got Full Bloodthirsty. How much does the kills that grant XP or honor matter? Because it's taking out a lot of zones for rare farming. Since as I level, kills stop upping that stat.
Yup.
Hate that stat. That's Blizzard's bug. Whatever. Fix the damn thing, Blizz.
So you know what? One thing I need to do is that I actually need to go check the Blizzard forums to see if it's actually been logged. Like if there's a post. Because I know that I have not, but I was pretty sure somebody did. So yeah. I need to go find that post. I need to go like record the website address and maybe we can bump it and say, hey, hi, still affects us.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got another question from Execute last night from from my chat room.
Sure.
They wanted to know about the, because the toons they're running, they're also doing it on the allied races. So when they get the heirloom set? No, heritage set?
Yes.
That's the word. What do, when they hit that, is that 110? They've got to hit 110 or 120? Yeah,
all the heritage armors is all 110. Even the new ones that just came out now.
Does that get automatically equipped? Because they were killing two birds with one stone.
No, it gets put into your transmog as something that you can transmog to.
Okay.
That's all that
is.
So
it's not
it's not an item that you get.
It's
no.
Transmog. Right. Yes. Okay. That's what I was thinking and I wasn't really sure. So I thought I'd ask to find out because they were just more concerned that when they... If
that that would be terrible. Can you imagine that? And, oh man, I leveled up my dark iron dwarf, and you hit 110, boom, purple gear. Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's not like we haven't had Blizzard go here, have
some rares, yes. They were rares, right? Yeah.
And whose was it, Toon, that someone reported an issue and logged in and Blizzard had put...
Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, we noticed that you don't have any green gear, so here you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. You know, like, what the heck, man?
Mm. So, you know, it's just... I haven't done any allied race to get that far up, so I was like, I assumed that it wasn't going to be gear. It was more trans, you know, to go into the wardrobe so you could then transform. Yep. But I was not 100%. So there we go. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Thank you for that.
I don't think I have any other chat room questions, but I just want to say that not this question, but the question before where we're saying, hey, where can we go, you know, for certain hubs? No, like the answers that came back were like this. And that's what I like about everybody in this whole group that we have is that there is a ton of information. You just need to ask. It's right there. Just ask. it's okay. Like, I know we kind of poke at, hey, can I equip blue bags, right? I know we poke fun of it, but man, you know, questions like this one was, where can we go after like level 80? There's like a ton of info. Just need to ask. There's so many people that know so much. It's just right there in the chat. I'm looking at the chat and it's all there, right?
Yeah.
Ask here.
People's.
Ask on the forums. Ask on Discord. You will get somebody that knows. 100% you will have somebody that knows that will be able to help you. I thank you guys very much. That was my thank you to you guys. And Noah's not really me saying thank you, but there. Thank you, guys and gals.
Hang on. Do the pointy thank you. You should do the
pointy. They didn't. Thank you, no, I'm keeping that in reserve for other stuff.
Okay.
I do want to say on the last day we did our swearing thing because we hit
$2,000. That's right.
But you know what? We actually hit $3,001 on the last day. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. We got another $247 or something. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. It felt a little bit weird to not stream this week, but I did definitely need the break. So I'm looking forward to getting back to stream again because I kind of miss people.
Yeah.
Miss being able to like chat and stuff. So, okay. So where's my, all right. What's the date today? Is the 6th? Right. Okay. So next Sunday.
All day.
Next Sunday, not tomorrow, but the week after, I'll be updating the Iron Elite for Twitch stuff, just so that you know. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone that supports us through wherever, like Twitch, Patreon. Those are the two bigger ones. PayPal, we get some. I think that's it. Yes, those three. So thank you very much for helping to support us through to pay for the server. So thank you to Ali, Azzy, Boz, Crash Landing 99, Dave De Hunter, LLB Fair, Five Iron, Frizzly Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Introvert Genius, Halamoon, Cashbringer, you catch him outside. Chris, an anonymous koala who will remain anonymous forever because they don't want me to put their name on, but I refuse to respect that. I will respect other people if they want to remain anonymous, but not this person. So, late Layla. Listen, Mrs. Rock Guru never died. Nisi, O Canada. Perriton. I can't do the Murloc sound, sorry. P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, because it's better than just being Soylent Green. Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber. AKA Tiber. There we go. That guy. Toasty Tuli Bardeen, who I'm going to interrupt for a second. We actually had a chat about me having the scotch and giving him the toast and me saying that I never really see him drink the hard stuff, right? Like he's always doing beer. And he says, Tuli Bardeen, man, I'm going to, it's actually named after a single malt whiskey, I believe. And the only reason why he drinks a lot of beer is that because when he comes over here, he likes to drink what most people are going to drink here. And it seems to be like more like craft beers and stuff. So That was pretty cool. I know that he's told me that about his name before, and I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, so I can't remember stuff. So there you go. Turwinkle, Tufrog, Olminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorz. Thank you all very, very much for your help and support. And for our mods, just, you know, thank you very much to Austin Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorz. You know, I was just wondering, you know, if we put the add-ons on Twitch, curse. I keep wanting to call it curse. I hit the mic because
it's curse, kind of.
I mean, it is still curse. Kind of. But if I put the add-ons on Twitch, our poor mods. I feel like our poor mods are gonna be brought to the brink again, right? I don't know. I feel like the influx of people that we might get. So thank you for all the stuff that you do, because really I love it. Thank you. So thank you to our Twitch viewers who are watching this right now as we're live. I'm going to go through them really quick in Twitch chat. If you're not here, it's because, well, Twitch didn't update it. So me, Boz, Fair, Lita, Nisa. Hey, Nisa. How you doing? How you doing, Nisa? Lita, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, Banana, Nanaman, Nan. Damn it. Captain Dobby. Oh, sweet. Crash Landing 99. Dave, the Hunter, LB. Hold on, I'm gonna get this. Jane Cobb 4, Chris, Mrs. Charming, Ted, Tiber, aka Tiber, bot, 5, and Zeptimus. Thank you all very, very much for watching. Our next show will be Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll be joined by Zorz. Really? Zorz is on tomorrow? Or tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow. I need another drink. Hold on. Holy heck. Zorz is on next week?
Next week.
Oh,
Zorz is going to come and say hi.
I got to prepare some stuff for him. All right. Okay, I got to think. All right. Anyways, Tiber, thank you, sir, for coming back on. I mean, like, I know that it's been a while since you've been on, but I feel like we just talked, right? Like, because we were at BlizzCon and all that stuff, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, you're most welcome. We appreciate just catching up, and like Stone said, it does feel like we're just chatting and having lunch. What was it? Lunch at IHOP. Just IHOP, really, you know, just the other week. That's how it feels. So it was really good to do that. But can you let everyone know where they find you, Tiber, or get in contact with you, please?
The most likely place to find me is on Twitter at TIBER_WOW. That's where you'll most likely, if you feel like watching us run dungeons on Wednesday nights with the Looking for Casual groups, that starts at 10 o'clock Eastern time here. And it's on Turwinkle's channel, which is twitch.tv/JPALM316. And that's a pretty good time too.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. Absolutely. Go and check them out. And of course, we love Layla and John over there. And I think sounds like a lot of fun for you guys, which is Okay, so don't forget you can find the website, which is wowchallenges.com. All of the information that you want about the challenges, plus where you can find us, like Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels, are all there on the front page. You can listen to all the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to send us any tips, tricks, puns, questions, you can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stone.
Just
where can we find you?
Just
like to eat my prey.
Yep. You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like grasping a stone, so stone grasp. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we did one, like, what, 2 weeks ago? A week ago? I don't know. Sure. We have, we actually have one scheduled for the end of the month. Whoa.
Crazy. What's going on?
Crazy.
Jack.
Crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Lita, where can we find you? Because I'm so bad at that.
Okay. So you can find me on Twitter at Lita, LETAWOW. And also check out Behind the Avatar, which is my other show. And Adventures in Azeroth, which I do with Stone. Need to fix that. That annoys me. That annoys me. Just saying it twice. Anyway, other than that, always want to say big shout out and thank yous to both Mark Conan and Epic's Insanity, because Mark Conan does our intro, Epic does our outro. They're great friends of ours and have helped us out, and we really appreciate it. And we love what they do. Stop it, Stone. He's playing around with the font size, guys. Of course you are. No comment. Mark Conan you can find on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic you can find as well, which is at Appy at
wow.
Epic.
Words are hard.
Epic. Words are hard. At epic underscore insanity. Oh, my Lord. I must need coffee. Okay. You can also find Epic on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcast. Other than that, yeah. Didn't quite broke me. Nearly. So thank you again, Tiber, for hanging out and sharing all your stories. It's great once again to catch up. Good luck with all your tunes. We hope that you get to level safely, and especially good luck with the new passy. So don't forget Noble Garden, Dark Moon Fair, and Noble Garden's coming. So that's exciting. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Thanks everyone for hanging out. Have a great week. Stay safe and take care. Other than that, say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.